All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's give you a little weather update that's brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. It is currently 89 degrees and cloudy in Miami. Some thunderstorms expected around 2 p.m. today with wind gusts up to 13 miles per hour. And humidity is 66% right now. Feels like it's 90.
Yep. Soupy. Which is weird because we haven't had really any humidity over 80% and it's still been scorcher.
Very much so. Very much so. In the meanwhile, we get to our headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Your Marlins, they are back at it tonight, starting a 10-game road trip in St. Louis against the Cards. First pitch is set for 8:15. Max Meyer is on the hill for the Fish. Meanwhile, the Panthers, they will have the NHL draft show tonight. Do you know what time that gets going, Bernie? Is that 6 o'clock they said on the promo or 7? I don't remember. No idea? Okay.
No, I don't remember. I'm so sorry. No,
I just listened to Doug Plagans, but I didn't listen to Doug Plagans. I didn't hear what time it starts. Either way, it is tonight. You will get your Panthers draft coverage. They do have picks in the second round today. Our boy David Dwork, the Hockey Hornet, he's boots on the ground in Buffalo for the draft.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
A hockey journalist, dude. He's a hockey journalist, and he's
It's weird because he's follows the Panthers, and usually the reporters go to their draft party.
Yes, you can do that to speak, but I think Bill Zito, he might be doing virtual. So maybe that's where they do it. But I think if you want to talk to the guys getting drafted, I think you have to go to the draft. At least in person.
Right.
So anyway, he's in Buffalo. Sorry for him. You know, that sucks just being in Buffalo. You know, did you see they opened up their stadium, the stupid Bills?
It opened?
Yeah. Like they had like a big launch party for it.
Cool.
It starts at 6.
Thank you, Brittany. Thank you.
I would have guessed that simply because you're going to have, 30 minutes a day and day? Because it's on the radio, right?
It is on the radio. Well, right. I think that would be no Dan Day. Dan Day was on this morning.
But no, that's what I'm saying, that you would have to have somebody. So just start it at 6.
I guess. Either way, you guys, if you want to go to the Baptist Health Iceplex tonight for a Panthers watch party, have some fun with the kiddos. The Heat one was fun. Panthers place is awesome. Plus, I tell you one thing. Go get some Pantherland stuff. You can go get a new Brady Tkachuk jersey over at the Pantherland. That is a sick team store that they have over there.
Yep.
Really cool.
We've perused it.
Oh, I've spent a lot of money there. Yeah, I've more than perused it. Didn't you buy like a $400 sweater there?
So that was, here's what happened. We went, me and Teaspoon went to a hockey game, right? I get there, I'm freezing. So I say, I don't have any Panther gear. I'll go get a sweatshirt. I wasn't paying attention. I thought the sweatshirt would cost 70, 80 bucks. And it was like 170. I'm standing in line. And when somebody says, hey, love your show, what's going on? And you start talking sports with them in line. You can't then just go up there and say, no, I thought it was 70.
Listen, Team Store will bust you up a little bit.
Oh yeah,
but they got some. They usually have like the most exclusive stuff too. Yes. So there's that. It was a good looking sweater though. Still fits.
Yeah.
All right. You got your money worth, dude.
Yeah, I still wear it. Not as much as I always could wear it to work. It's always freezing there.
This is from Andy Strickland. He is the St. Louis Blues host and reporter for the television broadcast. He said, Maybe the biggest mystery in the league right now is what is Sergei Bobrovsky going to do? Keeping things very tight.
Which leads me to believe that all the stuff we're hearing, are we really hearing those things from Sergio? I mean, sir, why do I keep doing that?
I thought you were doing a bit. I thought no.
I don't know why I do that. But we're not hearing it from Bob, right? So why do we keep saying, oh, Bob wants
to... I don't even know where Bob is. Bob's probably in he's probably in the woods somewhere right now. Usually that's what he's doing on his vacation.
But right, I know. But like, it's like there's a lot of sports stories out there or situations out there that we supposedly are hearing what these players think or saying while having nothing to say to hear from those players.
Schmeathen says, why does Leroy have Bob wearing a sombrero in net?
I don't know why. I don't know. It just, I don't know.
Keeps getting you. Somebody had actually sent me Sergio Bobrovsky. I got to get it for you.
So, right? Like the same, Jaylen, everybody's talking about Jaylen Brown feels this way. Jaylen Brown feels that way. Jaylen Brown's always on Instagram or something. He ain't never said those things.
Yes, but he also hasn't deterred those things. Like, we've definitely heard more from Jaylen Brown than we have from Sergei Bobrovsky.
I can honestly say when people say that Leroy said something or whatever, when that would, I'm like, I'm not even entertaining that foolishness, right? Like, especially for me, if I think it or want to say it, I just say it. You don't have to, oh, well, somebody's thinking this. No, mm-hmm. I'll say it.
I'm trying to find the Sergio Bobrovsky photo that somebody sent me. I can't get it out of my head now.
Can't get it out of your head.
It'd be great if he just shows up with a mustache. Who is that guy?
Like a big thick one.
That's Sergio Bobrovsky. You guys haven't heard of him?
Yeah.
Crazy, dude. Meanwhile, the Miami Heat, in some trade rumblings, there was a report, on Twitter from Ethan Skolnick because, Buddy Hield pushed back his guarantee date, which was supposed to be yesterday. Chris Haynes said that Atlanta Hawks and Buddy Hield have agreed to push back the guarantee deadline on his contract. So there's more time to flush out options. And, Ethan said there's a decent chance he lands in Miami, according to multiple sources.
So, question, I've always thought that he was one of the elite shooters. But every time I've seen him play, he wasn't.
Very streaky.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a weird thing. Like, and I'm sorry, if he plays on a team, say, with Steph Curry, like, I know it's not going to look at, but he's supposed to be an elite shooter, right?
God, Steph Curry got to make every shooter just feel like such a bum.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, I'm a good shooter. And you're like, eh. Are you? Like, this sucks. Next to Steph Curry. He's incredible. Incredible seeing what he's able to do. But he's got to make you feel like just a bum, you know?
Right. Like just how good he is.
Yeah, just how good he is. You're just like, oh, this guy can literally do whatever he pleases. That's what he brings to the table.
The most amazing thing about shooting that I think people don't understand is that they may only shoot like 35-40% in a game, but if you watch them shoot like in practice and stuff like that, they don't miss. Like the 35% guy is making 90 of 100.
All right, I found it. Adrian Croqueta King sent this to us on the 23rd. He said, this is who Leroy was referring to when he said Sergio.
Oh, my goodness. What are we doing? What are we doing? Come on.
What do you mean? What are you doing? You're the one who called him Sergio.
I know. I know. Like,
no one else did that but you.
I would love to know from Bob if he's ever gone to a place down here and have they accidentally, like, has he ever tried to pick up an order and they thought they were that it was for Sergio?
Probably.
Because they're probably like, who, Sergey? He's probably gotten it.
I'm sure he has.
That's, of course, if he's back.
So, on, what do you think? You think he's probably gone? Have you prepared yourself for it?
No. No, I'm
what is
I'm,
your honest opinion on it though?
What do I think?
Yes.
I think it's 50-50. I think he's got to relent a little bit on the money that he wants.
He's got a long way to go from 14.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, I'm not here to disparage what Dave Hyde reported because I think Dave Hyde's very credible. But just because an agent asked for an exorbitant amount of money doesn't mean he doesn't have an in-between of where he would accept.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, and I do think, and the, you know, I think the Panthers, the one thing that annoys me with the Panthers fan who's like, oh, he got paid over these past years. It's like, yeah, but go look at the other goalies and what they get paid. Like, he is, I don't care if he's 40 years old. Like, you can't say that he's not a top 10 goalie in the league of what, no, and what those guys get paid. So, Panthers fans are out here being like, Bob, you should take $2 million and be grateful. It's like, what? All right. Like, you there's got to be a middle ground on there somewhere. And I think there's a chance. It seems like the door is back open because they probably, I think they explore, it sounds, it feels like they're exploring the Hellebuyck thing. Right. But I don't think Winnipeg's in a Brady Tkachuk place because Brady Tkachuk basically demanded a trade from Ottawa, and his GM came out and said so. Like, Brady came out and was like, oh, shucks, you know, but like, he basically asked out. I don't know if Hellebuyck's gotten to that point yet. And, you know, he's still under contract. The team could tell him to kick rocks. They're like, nah, dude, we're not trading you for a bag of donuts. Sorry.
Right.
Unless you want to relent on your no team. You know, you're some of the teams you wouldn't be traded to. So that's why these guys.
That's the crazy thing is that you can't demand a trade. And in some cases then say, and I'm only going here.
Yeah. I mean, but a lot of them have no movement clauses. So they have a lot of power in that regard.
They have a lot of those in they hockey,
do.
Right?
They do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
We'll take a break. We'll get back into some of the moves that are surrounding the NBA, and we're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with us on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat traded for Giannis this week. That was awesome. Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out, making it happen, Pat. It has been a whirlwind week. A lot of takes out there about whether or not Miami is going to be able to turn this into something. Something tells me that it's going to go absolutely fantastic. So, you know, I think they're going to figure it out. All right, guys, like Pat Riley's always been, it's been the hard part getting the guy, getting the surrounding pieces. He usually does a pretty good job of that. The organization does a pretty good job of that.
I can't remember being down here that three stars have come to one city from three different sports. Like, so you got Giannis,
mm-hmm.
You got or two sports, and Brady Tkachuk.
Yeah, it was crazy. Crazy week.
Like, I can't think. I know we've had, you know, substantial trades, but not this close together for two different teams. Cause I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think they all been good at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, outside of the 23 run when they're both, when we were doing finals and Stanley Cup every single night.
Oh,
that was a crazy day. That was a crazy year, crazy year. But, yeah, man. I mean, like this is going to be a fun season regardless. I think that it is. You know, I see like Kal-El Ware is doing some reminiscing on Instagram. He's posting a lot of photos of himself with, you know, Jaime and Tyler and Heat jerseys. And that's cool. I'm going to miss Kal-El. I think those guys are fun players. I think some of them can have really good NBA careers. But, I mean, you know, you cannot deny like having somebody of Giannis's ilk here is going to bring a different level of enthusiasm to the fan base this year.
Yeah.
And especially the coach. I mean, the coach looks like he's, you know, 10 years younger after you saw him peacocking at the draft with his second round pick. That next move is going to be interesting though, because like how they go about this, I am very curious to see what happens with Norm and what are they going to do as a mechanism? Does he just, you know, there's not a ton of places you could just sign straight out. I don't even know what the market is right now for Norman Powell and what happens with Wiggins. Do they keep Wiggins around? Cause I think they would keep Wiggins. I don't think they're against keeping Wiggins. But I also think that they I think they're thinking big, and I think that they're going to turn over every stone. I think that they would kind of snoop around trying to just find something if it feels like it could really boost their chances this year.
Right. Yeah, I like it. There's still a lot to be done. I'm interested to see how they put it all together. Right. Because I would almost guarantee you that they'll come up with a couple of names that we haven't heard of and talk about how this guy is going to, you know, be an impact, kind of like a Duncan Robinson or Wayne Ellington or, you know, somebody who can really, really shoot the ball. So I'm interested to see who that guy ends up being. The great thing about it is that when Dunks was here, the defense isn't going to be as good as it's going to be now. And so there was more of a demand on him to play defense.
Yeah, I'm not – I mean, like, look, you're not going to have five all-world defenders. It doesn't really exist. You know, it's nice not to have one of the worst defenders in the league on your team. I mean, that's for sure. Olay. But, you know, the thing you always got to watch out for Duncan, he's, you know, with the quick two for twos. I don't know. I don't know. The one thing I would say with Duncan is – obviously has a great chemistry with Bam Adebayo. I'm sure that he would be down playing with Giannis. I will wonder, like, where is his relationship with Spo? Like, are they cool? Because Spo kind of threw him, you know, to the back of the bench by the time it was all said and done, putting him in 50-point blowouts for the first time right. for a guy that you've been playing for a while. So I wonder if that's all kumbaya. I mean, maybe if this does become a thing, I'm sure being back with Bam will be a suitable thing for him. It's obviously a comfort. Those guys have, I mean, undeniable chemistry with how much, you know, great two-man game they have with one another, with the dribble handoffs, they're finding on the rolls to the paint. They just know each other so well. So yeah, I think that bringing Duncan Robinson back would be awesome. But I'm not necessarily counting on it. I think right. that I'm still in this mode where my expectations are not there's going to be another seismic move. My expectations more are in the realm of, like, I think Wiggins will be back and that there'll be some pretty reasonably priced shooters. Will one of them maybe be somebody younger like Anthony Simons, who could be in his own audition for a Matador outfit? I mean, like, he's not exactly a stopper.
Yeah.
That dude's been Olaying in his career as well.
I mean, besides Wiggins, who else is there that plays D and shoots the three that well?
Of the guys, Chris Middleton's been, you know, I mean, don't know if he's still defending like that because of his knee issues.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and act like I was watching him on the Wizards. So
he wasn't watching him on the Wizards.
Yeah. And I wasn't watching him on the Mavericks. I'm not really into the Klay Thompson thing. People are like, oh, would you do the Klay Thompson trade? I don't know. He seems pretty cooked.
I'm not giving up nothing for Klay.
Especially for him making $17 million this year. I think, you know, I'm more for Middleton on the cheapskies.
Not even that. It's not worth $17 million for me. I got to be better with my money with the last $15, $20 million. Have to.
Yeah, and even if it was in, like, some ilk of a trade or something like that. But I don't know. The Klay Thompson thing on that salary is not exactly something that would be awesome.
I've seen him play three games. I didn't see him make a shot.
Schmithen says that it would be on a buyout. Theoretically. I mean, we got to see what things are going to go on with Dallas and whatnot for sure. But I don't know. Texas says Tobes reasonable since when? I just, dude, they got Giannis. Like, I think that's the thing is, you know, we're going to sit here. We've been chasing the whale for year after year after year. And now I'm supposed to be expectant that they're going to get two. I just think it's a big ask. I think I'm setting myself up for disappointment. And it's all fun. I love conspiracy theories. I love, like, the breadcrumbs that are being out there with LeBron. But I just, I think I still expect LeBron to probably be a Cavalier. I don't think that this is going to end up with him coming back here.
Right.
But if I was him, I mean, I wouldn't want to play with James Harden. Who would?
I think a lot more people like James Harden than you think.
Who? Strippers? No. Brittany was aghast. She was like,
heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy for real. Oh my God.
It was true. Shamina says, choose one on the Chiefskis, Clay, Middleton, or Beal. Yeah, I feel like I'm picking Middleton just because of the relationship with Giannis.
And, I mean, wow, you want to talk about injuries.
Yeah, that knee injury certainly was rough on him. Beal.
What about Beal? He just doesn't play basketball.
Nah, I'm a no-fly zone on Bradley Beal. He had his chance. I'm ready to move on from that one. I think Chris Middleton and Tim Hardaway Jr. on the Chiefskis, sign me up. Hopefully Nico Jovic isn't a bum next year. And
that would be a game changer, that if Nico comes back and he can fill, you know, one of those consistent roles,
yeah,
then it won't be as important to have another guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's a wild card for them for sure. If he can have a bounce back from that last year stinker.
Because remember, if this happened last summer, everybody would have wanted Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If this would have happened last summer,
I would think so. Last year, yeah, he would be here, and Jaime would not. Jaime would be here, and he would not.
Correct.
But people keep throwing him in trades with things, and I'm just like, I don't think anybody's taking $64 million of Nikola Jovic's money. I think you guys are crazy.
Right.
I just you can't have a year that bad with that much money left and think that that's going to happen. The only way the Heat are going to get him is if they put perfume on his season and they can get his value back up. But I don't think that's happening. Now, I don't think the coach and him, I think there has to be a lot of Nico earning that trust back because of how things ended. And I don't think Spo loved the attitude from him last year.
Right.
So they got to kind of mend fences. But, you know, we'll see if he comes back a little bit more
humble,
seasoned, ready to go. We'll see what that entails from him. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the mixed bag. That's next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing well. Thankfully, today is Friday.
It is Friday. You got any big weekend plans?
Not that I can remember right now, to be honest.
Not that you can remember.
Yeah, I kind of live in the moment. As the time goes, I realize I actually have plans.
I apologize. You're very weird about your weekend plans. You always like to keep secrets. It's very strange.
No, but it's true, though. Like, I don't know until later on in the day.
I have a better chance of getting the new codes than you just giving a clear answer on your weekends. It's like you're a secret agent or something. You're like, I could. I don't know.
Can
it's
we just talk like, about how you wait, just said chance?
You just are you like a hitman or something?
Yes.
I mean, I can't reveal that. That's the thing.
Very strange. Let's get to Z Mix Bag. Huh? All right, you guys familiar with Jonah, the Marlins dog?
Yep.
All right, well, he's a good boy. He was not given a hot dog, but he has taken the heart of America because he was hungry. And finally, he has been found.
And he's been found, ladies and gentlemen, the Marlins mystery dog, the one who didn't get the hot dog, the one who watched with those sad eyes as another dog chowed down at Bark in the Park night. The Marlins put out a call for that canine, and our friends at Inside Edition found him. Here is 6-year-old Jonah and his person.
That was a crazy video. He just stared at it. And it's funny, I was totally oblivious to that whole thing going on.
Good news, Jonah. Your person has accepted the Marlins' offer of a dream day at the ballpark. Send pictures.
Right.
Hey.
The fact that they keep referring to him as
your person. Like, what do...
What do you want him to be called?
His name? His owner?
I think his name is Peter Silvera, because he tweeted at the Marlins. And he said, his name is Jonah. His hobbies are catching fly balls, chasing squirrels, and eating ice cream. Would love to come back for a dream day at Lone Depot Park. There you go.
I mean, but call him his person.
maybe it's wrong in the year 2026 to say owner. I don't know. You never know.
That's the owner.
I'm not disagreeing with you. But it's like with kids. Maybe, like, do you say, like, oh, that's my owner? Imagine if people refer to you as your owner, the owner of your children.
It no, doesn't really matter.
You're dead.
What?
Your mom.
It's, some people think that their dogs are their kids.
He's a newsman. They're just stiff. They say stiff things. His person. Brr. You guys familiar with Jimmy Butler? Leroy loves him.
I thought that was you.
No answer. Jimmy Butler yesterday, he was at a sponsorship reveal for the Golden State Warriors. They have a new sponsor, and Jimmy Butler talked about how much he loves the Warriors.
You've worked with a lot of teams. Like, what makes the Warriors organization a good organization?
It's not good. It's great. It legitimately is the best. And you don't realize it until you've been in other places, and I'm not talking down on anybody, that are, like, quite lesser than. You're talking about the way that y'all run everything, the people that you have around, obviously the guys that get to rep the uniform. They just do everything the right way, the winning way. And it definitely shows in everything that we do here. And I'm grateful to be a part of it now. And when I say I don't want to be anywhere else, this is it.
All right.
Really? Really? You gonna fall for that? Y'all can fall for that. I ain't falling for that. That's like somebody who ain't ate in 3 days say, this is the best meal I ever had. You're right in front of them people. What you think he gonna say? How great that organization is that just gave you $60 million free dollars.
Crazy. Well, I'll tell you this much. He may only want to be in one jersey, but they may flip him for somebody else because he's on a torn ACL. So we'll see what happens. A lot of stuff, a lot of noise around the Warriors wanting to add next to Steph Curry, and Jimmy Butler says he's still a month away from running. So,
oh no, that's crazy.
Meanwhile, Cam Boozer, he was selected third overall by the Memphis Grizzlies, and he said that left a chip on his shoulder.
Most definitely. You know, I think it's, like you said, that's how I feel. And I think just being here in this organization and seeing the vision of this team, I think there's no reason why that's not achievable for me. You know, I think a lot of it comes with team success. And I think being here is really exciting to see what we can do. But, I mean, there's definitely a chip on my shoulder.
All right. I understand. He was good last year. Very good player.
Yep.
I don't think anybody thought... I think if you have a chip on your shoulder with anybody, though, shouldn't you really call up your dad? I mean, he works for the Jazz. Like, so, like, where's the chip on your shoulder at Thanksgiving? Or does the dad just go, hey, this Danny Ainge, you know, what can you do? And he goes, really? He's probably better off. I don't know if you even want to be in an organization where your dad is, like, in the fold. Who knows? Wasn't that awkward for the Rivers family? When he eventually got traded.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Could you imagine that conversation? Nah, I don't want no turkey. You traded me.
And what would his dad say?
Son, that's just the nature of the game.
Did you guys see that? Have you read any of the outgoing stories of the Giannis breakup? Did you see that as Doc Rivers... took the Bucks job, the first thing that he needed installed at the Bucks facility was a $90,000 golf simulator.
Really?
Yeah, they did it. Mind you, you got to get him out of retirement. Doc, like, was that one of your demands between the big salary you needed the golf simulator?
My demands is whatever I could get. If they're gonna do it, then that's fine.
Listen, you gotta be like Sergei Bobrovsky. The worst they could say is no. Meanwhile, from the Grizzlies to the Heat, Brian Windhorst, this is what he had to say on the Heat's chances of contending.
I have no doubt that they will build this roster up into a team around Giannis that will be a serious contender. But I don't know if they can do it now because the mechanisms that are in the league now did not exist when they've done it. So I think I would say this. Schedule watching Giannis play for the Heat and get excited about it, but don't worry about planning for May or June, probably until 28 as opposed to 27.
All right, so next year, he thinks. Next year's the year to contend for the Heat. We'll see, Wendy. We'll see. We shall see. That is the mixed bag for today. I don't know if you're gonna you put the idea that they can't. Well, we'll see. Everybody's doing the write off. That's what they do.
Here's the deal. I like, you don't know how it's gonna work, right? And they could put something together that clicks like quickly. And so you can't say it's not possible. Because they do have that dude. They have one of those dudes. So from that standpoint, depending on his motivation, you know, Bam's going to be motivated. What you put around them, I think the hardest thing to find is going to be the consistent shooting, not guys who can shoot, but for you to be able to go in there and depend on that shooting every night. But if they do that, why can't it work?
Yeah, I think is a fair criticism is finding a guy who like they can go to late to handle the ball. And, you know, cause I don't know if Davion Mitchell is that guy. Like I like Davion throughout games and he obviously can play defense, but I don't know if he's going to be your go-to bucket for bucket, like against Jalen Brunson. You know, so I think that definitely like, yes, adding somebody to that fold definitely could be good. I mean, the Heat find shooters, dude. Like that's what they do. You know, if there was one thing, if you were to tell me like that he had to find a big man, okay, I mean, that's tough. There's not a lot of 7-footers around the world. If they had to go find, you know, wing defenders or something like that, all right, those shooting is what that's what they find. Like that, right. You know, like they go and have Wayne Ellington as a career year. You know, they go and find Duncan Robinson, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent. You know, that's one of their MOs. And so like, if you're telling me that was the case, that they're going to go find somebody who can help contribute on that end, I kind of feel pretty confident they're gonna be able to do it. And the thing is, whoever comes here is going to get looks because of how much is going to be focused on those two front court guys.
Yep.
So I don't know, like the shooting thing. And look, we've already mentioned the names, like there are going to be professional shooters who I'm sure someone's going to come here and they're like, you know what? I'll sign up for a year of that and see what happens being with Giannis for a year and see where my career goes from there. I don't worry about that. I think if I think they need something, it is going to be like, all right, do they have a playmaker to bring with these guys that can really be a go-to guy? And, you know, I think that is a fair question right now. I don't know that they do, but you know, is finding Norman Powell to come back, is that like the guy you want at the end of games? And he's burnt out the last couple of years. I don't know if that's where I want to go either. I think there has to be a limit on that investment for him. But he also certainly is a capable shooter.
I just think it's one of those situations where you need production over capable, right? Like you're going to pay somebody money. And as they start getting paid more, there's going to be a level of expectation. And so my question is can you expect that from Norm? What can you expect from Norm that you can't get somewhere else or cheaper? I'm not saying that they're thinking like that. I'm saying maybe they think that, hey, we got to see if we can find a way to keep Norm. We really like what he did.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I also don't know how things, I don't know how things ended with the way, you know, his role changed with Tyler's return to the starting lineup. I don't think that that was awesome. I don't think that he loved it. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a burnt bridge or I don't know if it's a wandering eye where it is right now. I mean, certainly I think even if he is moving on somewhere else, that he would like to, you know, probably be involved in some kind of sign and trade for him. But I also don't know. I don't think it's obvious where he would go either. Like, they just added a shooter right next to it with the Pistons trade today.
Right.
So, you know, could he find his way to one of the LA teams? I mean, I guess that's a possibility. Like, he kind of ended sour with the Clippers. I can't imagine you're going to add another guy in LA with, like, if I had to say, like, who would the Lakers be interested? I got to figure they'd be a lot more interested than Wiggins than Norm, because they just gave Reeves a whole lot of money.
Right.
I mean, you know, so it's going to be hard. I don't know how easy it's going to be for him to find a fit either. Does he want to maybe go back? I know Toronto's been kind of salivating to make a move this offseason. You know, could there be something of the Heat looking at, you know, that roster and be interested in somebody? Maybe there's that could be a possibility of a move that they would make as well.
The young kid, I don't know how much they're going to put him in there, but he's a shooter. The guy you drafted in the second round.
Yeah, Conwell. Yeah, no, yeah. I got you. But I mean, they did it with Kendrick Nunn, but I would be pretty surprised if he's starting right out of the gate. Who right. knows? But maybe he just has too good a camp in the Heat. You know, they just say, hey.
It don't matter if he has a good camp with young guys. It don't matter.
Well, you can't say that. I mean, the Heat started in Jimmy's first year. They started two rookies. Or essentially two rookies. They started Duncan Robinson, who spent the entire previous year in the G League, and they started Kendrick Nunn. So they've done it before.
Right.
You know? So it has happened. Like, the Khalil Ware thing is not especially with guards. Like, it's more of a thing where, like, Precious Achiuwa, you know, Khalil Ware, different than it has been for Mario Chalmers, Tyler Hero, Kendrick Nunn, Duncan Robinson. Like, there's been a plenty of young guys who have gotten their start. Justice Winslow at 19. A lot of those guys have gotten their chances early. So I think positionally, I think that there's more of a chance for him than there would be if he was a 7-footer.
Gotcha.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.